Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men by Daz podcast. I'm Steve Hall, bringing you the latest Liverpool news here on Monday, the 8th of January. Hope you are doing well. We're going to speak about Jordan Henderson, Fabio Carvalho, and Virgil van Dijk in this show. We might as well crack on with the Jordan Henderson story then. So according to a report from Matt Hughes of the Daily Mail, Jordan Henderson is keen to return to the Premier League. He wants to exit Saudi Arabia. That would be a move that would cost him a lot in wages and a lot in tax bill as well. But yeah, later clarified and collaborated by Ollie Kay of The Athletic, who also reports that Jordan Henderson is exploring what options are out there for him this month, both permanent and on loan. Not on lined up currently, but he is actively searching. So it looks like, yeah, Jordan hasn't particularly settled well in Saudi Arabia. He looks like he's going to end up costing him a bit of money to get out of there as well, definitely in wages. The tax bill is an issue, but it's been a bit of a mess for Jordan, really, since deciding that he wanted to make that move. It's been messy. It hasn't been, you know, for a lot of different reasons, for his stance on you know, the rights that he stood up for in the past, then going to Saudi Arabia, then saying it wasn't about the money. Kind of feels like it might have been, although now he's going to take a massive hit to the pocket if he does indeed leave. But then also, he's spoken interviews in the past, he'd find it difficult to play against Liverpool, didn't want to compete against Liverpool, but now he's actively searching potentially for a move that would see him compete against Liverpool. So yeah, the grass isn't always greener, and it hasn't worked out particularly well for Jordan Henderson. This, you know, the last half a year, 8 months or so, hasn't been particularly brilliant for Jordan. He's earned some good money. You can't argue that he has done that, but everything else has been a little bit not great for him, and yet now he's actively searching, see what options he can get himself out, maybe alone, just if he can play some footy. I know he's got his eye obviously on the being part of England Euros squad, or at least team or squad for the upcoming summer tournament, so potentially, but it's a difficult one for him. From a Liverpool point of view, I don't see him ever signing back for Liverpool. I can't imagine that would happen ever. Now I think Liverpool have moved on, and rightfully so. You know, he'd be like 10th choice if he came back here now in midfield. Everybody feels like they're ahead of him in the pecking order. So I think it'd be a disruptive influence if he comes to Liverpool. But yeah, we might very well see, although he said he wasn't for it, we might see Jordan Henderson lining up against the Reds at some point in the near future. So one to keep an eye on there. Let's move on to Fabio Carvalho. As per a report from Lyle Thomas of Sky Sports, later confirmed by David Ornstein, Hull City look like they've won the race to sign Fabio Carvalho on loan from Liverpool. Carvalho returned from his loan spell at RB Leipzig, where he'd hardly featured for the German side. A lot of clubs were interested in him. Apparently, it came down to, according to David Ornstein's report, to Southampton and Hull City, and it looks like Hull City have won that particular race, with David Ornstein saying a chat with Leroy Rossini and with Tyler Morton, who's also on loan at Hull currently, have persuaded that Carvalho, that Hull is the move for him. Obviously Fabio's had success in the past playing in the Championship. That's what first alerted Liverpool to him, his form performance in the Championship. As it stands, Hull City are in 7th place, just one place off the playoffs, just one point off the playoffs. It's Sunderland who sit in 6th place. Interesting that he's chosen perhaps Hull over Southampton. Southampton are in 3rd position, just 3 points behind Ipswich Town, who are in the second automatic promotion spot. Maybe it was a game time thing, maybe it was again, he's heard good things about Hull from Tyler Morton, and that's played a part in it. But I don't know what Fabio's future is, if it's at Liverpool, if it's somewhere else. He's another one who probably has found out that the grass isn't always green. Because by all accounts, he is the one who pushed for a move when he went to RB Leipzig. So yeah, interesting one there. Hull City looks like the destination. So yeah, if you want to watch some Championship football and you want some Liverpool interest, not only will you have Tyler Morton at Hull, you'll now have Fabio Carvalho down there. Well, I say down there, across there as well. Right then, last story of the day is about Virgil van Dijk. Jürgen Klopp explaining why van Dijk missed the game with Arsenal yesterday. He said he was ill. However, it's interesting in the post-game stuff. We knew pre-game that he missed out with illness. Jürgen said, and I quote, "Virgil look like shit," and it's not easy for Virgil to look like shit, which is a great line from the gaffer, because yeah, Virgil is a very handsome man. But he was asked, will he be okay for Wednesday? And Jürgen was honest. He said, "I don't know." The fact that he looked that bad, maybe, and the fact that he was sent home, I think we're in the point now where maybe we'll wait for Jürgen to speak on Tuesday, of course. But it feels like Van Dijk might be a doubt for that game now. Sent home for a game on Sunday, not feeling great. If he doesn't train today, and I imagine Liverpool would probably want to keep him out of the keep him away from the training ground. If he has got ill, the last thing they need is a bug spreading around the squad. Maybe it puts him in doubt. We'll hear more from Jürgen on Tuesday ahead of the Fulham game. But just something it's worth keeping an eye on. In terms of performance, I would be absolutely fine with Quansah and Konate playing. Of course, you would rather have Van Dijk. The issue is, of course, Quansah took a little tweak to the ankle. Now he played on, so hopefully he's okay and there's no ill effects of that. You'd always worry about limiting, you know, Konate's minutes. Do you want to limit them a little bit? I'd imagine if Van Dijk was fit, it might be Konate who drops off to the bench for this one, just to keep an eye on him. But just something to be aware of, that Van Dijk, you know, going into Wednesday's game, I think he's another one who we can officially class as doubtful, add to the long list of Liverpool absentees who we've had so far and currently got. But yeah, Virgil van Dijk looking like shit. And yeah, like the boss says, he must be pretty ill if Virgil looks like shit, because yeah, he is a very, very, very good looking, handsome man indeed. Right then, I'm going to start wrapping up there. Thanks very much for listening to the Bite Size podcast. Just remember, we've extended our special offer over on Red Men Plus because the Reds won yesterday and we were in a good mood. We've decided to carry on that offer. So yeah, if you want to get stuff like all our coverage around the League Cup semi-finals, some reaction to the Arsenal game yesterday, the entire January transfer window, both from a Liverpool point of view, and we use the Bias Football podcast to talk about all their opponents as well, and to watch our brand new two-part special, the 50 greatest Liverpool signings of all time, go to redmenplus.com, use the promo code KLOP when you join as a monthly captain, and you'll get your first month for free. If you cancel before that month ends, you won't be charged a penny. It won't cost you a penny. So get yourselves involved, go and check it all out. And if you like it and think that you want to stay and hang around and help support everything we do here at Redmen with a subscription, that would be absolutely fine. But if you just want to go and check it out and see if it's for you, which, you know, January, tough month, you know, money can be tight. Well, we've given away for nothing, so you can have a go at it. So rather than having to commit any finances to it, you can have it for nothing. Have a little look, and if it's not for you, then fair enough, it's not for you. Right then, we're going to wrap up this episode of Bite Size now. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.